And when I come before the Lord, I begin to exalt Him. And then my attitude changes. Why? Because I'm entering into the holiest of holies. I don't come in pride, but I come totally humble before the Lord. And it's not my will, but His will when I pray, Lord, whatever You desire to give to me, the first thing that I want is You, God, and Your wisdom and Your knowledge, Lord.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Roel Reese in Diamond Bar, California. We're glad to have you with us today for encouragement from our continuing series in the book of James. If you're going through a season of hardship that feels almost too overwhelming to bear, you'll find hope in the knowledge that you're not alone in the fire. God is always with you, His Word is your shield, and His Spirit is your strength. Let's listen as Roel Reese begins.
It is amazing, this little book of James, what it has to offer to the church. And that's us, the body of Christ. As we looked at James, why don't you go ahead and turn to chapter 1 of the book of James. And we'll pick it up tonight in verse 5. But let's go back for a second to verses 1 through 4 and refresh our minds what James is saying here. In chapter 1, verse 1, we have the introduction given to us about who the writer is. And I told you before that in the actual Greek writers, they would always insert their name at the beginning of the letter instead of at the end of the letter like we do that. So in James also here was the brother of Jesus. This is Mary and Joseph did not come together until after Jesus was born. Why? Because the virgin birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, she was impregnated by the Holy Spirit. Joseph had nothing to do with it. But after Jesus was born, they were married and they had natural tendencies as husband and wife, and they had sexual relationship with one another, like any normal husband and wife. And so Jesus had other brothers and sisters, according to Matthew 13:55, which is interesting that the Roman Catholic Church says that Mary never ever had other children. Then the Bible is lying or somebody's lying. The Bible says that he had other brothers and sisters. You can read it for yourself in the Catholic Bible too. It's really important to understand that the Word of God does not have any error at all. We don't add to it. We don't take away from it. We leave it just as it is. God already has given us the 39 books of the Old Testament, 27 in the New, a total of 66 books. We do not accept the Apocrypha books. We don't accept the Apocrypha books. We only accept them as historical books. That's it. We don't accept them as inspired by the Holy Spirit. And yet, we know that the Roman Catholic Church accepts the Apocrypha books. And this is where they get their doctrine for people that die and go to hell and purgatory and all these things from the book of Apocrypha books. And First and Second Maccabees and other books. So it's really important that if we're going to study God's Word and you really want to know the truth about God, it's not about religion. It's not about a denomination. It's about Christ. It's about His Word, the Word of God. We study it. We meditate upon it. And then we believe what God's Word says and we don't change it and we do not doubt it. So here now, James is going to give us some great insights in the Bible. First of all, he introduces himself as a writer, James, and then what his occupation is. He is a slave, a bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love that. That even though he is a stepbrother of Jesus, he's not puffed up and said, hey, guess what? I am the brother of Jesus, thinking he was somebody. Like a lot of people would do that, but he was very humble. He has his own identity, and his identity is with God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Imagine that. He worships Jesus, even though he lived in his own house. And by the way, we talked about this, that James did not come to the Lord until later on in life. He was probably in his 20s or 30s when he came to the Lord. And what's really amazing to me is the way he writes to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. He writes to the Jews of that culture that have been Christians, that have been scattered throughout Palestine. You see, he's writing to them. Why? Because they were persecuted for being Christians. They were persecuted tremendously. If you ever want to read a good book on persecution, read Fox's Book of Martyrs. Incredible. From every century, people that have died, including the apostles. It is an amazing book. The way they would take and kill people, torture them, cut them in half, split them in half, and cut members of their bodies off and torture them and really persecute them because they believed in Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, when Caesar Nero was ruling, he would take the Christians, not only put them in the lion's den, but he would take and he would make crosses outside of Rome and even inside of his own palace, and he would hang the Christians up, and then he would take his chariot and he would ride the chariot as they would put tar on these men and women and children, and then he would light them on fire. Incredible persecution, because they would not say Caesar is Lord, but they would say Jesus is Lord. And you see, we've lived in a generation here in America that is cool. We've never really been persecuted. But yet, there are hundreds, thousands, and millions of martyrs in this century that have died in other parts of the world for the cause of Jesus Christ. You don't read about it, but there are books written about them. Men and women that sit in congregations like this one, they had a call to be a missionary and went out to the mission field. And when they went to the mission field, there they were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they were persecuted. And some of them were run out of the country, and some were even killed in that country, and they became martyrs for Jesus Christ. There is no guarantee when you're a Christian whether you're going to live or die if you really preach the truth about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Never ever to be afraid to speak the truth, no matter who it is, to tell them who Jesus Christ is. I really believe that when the time comes to die, God will by his grace give you the grace and the honor to die as a martyr for Jesus Christ. I am convinced of that. And so here we know that even James was put to death. We know that because of the book of Acts. He was killed because of his faith in Jesus Christ. And yet he was also the elder in the first council in Jerusalem in Acts chapter 15. You can read that. He was there. And then the 12 tribes, these are the Jews that were scattered throughout Palestine. They were being persecuted. They were being pursued by Rome and others that didn't want to hear about Christianity. And then the greeting he gives to us here. Here James just tells you, greetings unto you. Or be cheerful in the Greek here. And then in verse 2, he says, my brethren, count it or consider it all joy when you fall into different kinds of trials. Imagine that. He's writing this letter to let us know that if you're going to be a Christian, you are going to have hard times. Hard times will come. When you least expect it, hard times come. And if you're really rooted and grounded in God's word, and if you really know Jesus personally, then you'll be able to make it through the trial. Yet there are hundreds and thousands of people that during the persecution time of Nero Caesar that did not make it. They gave in and said, Caesar is Lord, because they did not want to die for their faith in Jesus Christ. But then also there are trials in life. When we have to suffer, maybe through cancer or through leukemia or other diseases that can literally destroy you and you'll have to die. There are going to be times that are going to be cloudy, rainy days, stormy days, And there are going to be clear days too. But as a child of God, he says here that God is going to allow trials or temptations or testings in your personal life to test your faith in Jesus Christ. I like that. The way he does that here. And many of us here have tasted of the trials that God has allowed in our own personal lives. Which sometimes it can not only bring doubt, but many times it can bring to your own life confidence to know that Jesus Christ, if Christ is for me, then who can be against me? And asking the Lord, if Jesus, if this is from you, then Lord, give me the grace and the mercy and the peace to be able to bear what you're going to give in my life, just like Job, as we did the book of Job in the past. All of the things that Job had to face in losing his family, losing his wealth, losing his servants, and then being attacked himself physically from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet with boils, where he could not stand, he could not sit, he could not lie down, he could not walk. And yet he had three friends that came along to ridicule him, and not only to make fun of him, but to also put doubt in his mind. Job, maybe the reason you're going through this is because there's sin in your life. And it was not so. And he called them miserable comforters. I think that whenever a brother or a sister is going through something, we need to be compassionate like Jesus. We need to understand that if they're going through it, they're part of the body of Jesus Christ, and we need to pray for them that God will strengthen them. And so it's really important that we grab what James is talking about here.
You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Roel Rees. We'd like to take a moment and remind you that we are here to support your personal journey with the Lord. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com for our full range of biblical resources to grow your faith. You can also download our free app for live-streamed biblical teaching. Now back to more with Roel Rees.
He says in verse 3, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. He says, the reason that you're going through this, and if you pass the test, you are going to learn endurance, patience, sustaining power that is going to keep you in Jesus Christ. You're not going to be moved by this trial or this temptation that God is allowing in your life. Plus, he says, it builds patience in your life. Patience. I hate patience. But I mean, God says it. He says, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, notice, lacking nothing, so that we can be content in our lives. This is the reason God allows things to happen in our lives, so that we can be content in Him. Content in Jesus Christ, which is something that is amazing to me. You see, trials should be faced with an attitude of what? An attitude of joy. But when you talk to people and they come in for counseling and they're going through something, there is no joy. There is no joy in many people's lives. Instead of having joy, people are becoming angry, they're becoming bitter. But because you're so hardened, and because you're not really studying and praying and seeking the Lord, Satan comes in, and comes in like a flood. And what does he do? He begins to deceive you. And begins to put evil thoughts in your mind, into your heart, to discredit the Word of God. We need to be careful. Because it should be a joy. If we know that God is allowing this in my life, I need to have not happiness, but joy, which is the fruit of the Holy Spirit in my life, as I'm facing and going through this great trial. Secondly, trial should not be seen as a punishment or a curse or a calamity, but something that must prompt rejoicing in my life. Why is God allowing this to happen, and how is God going to use this in my life to bring glory and honor to who? To Him. not to me, to him. That's really important. Very important to understand that as we come into the presence of the Lord when we're really facing really heavy things in our life. Also, it is important to know that James did not say that a believer should be joyous for the trials, but in the trials. Not for the trial, but in the trial. That's where you're being tested. As you're going through the fire. Through the fire. Remember the three Hebrews in the book of Daniel. When they were cast by King Nebuchadnezzar into the fire. When the servants went to cast them in, remember the fire was so hot, seven times so hot, that it actually killed those that were throwing these three Hebrews into the fire. And when King Nebuchadnezzar was standing back looking into the fire, he said, I thought we threw three people in. Why are there four? And it was the Son of God, Jesus. And they were talking in the fire. And King Nebuchadnezzar said, excuse me, can you guys come out here? I want to talk to you. So they came back out of the fire. And they didn't smell like fire. They were not even consumed by the fire. They were completely and fully safe. And it was so beautiful because what happens? Even though we go into the fire, the Lord says, he what? I will be with you in the storm. I will be with you in the fire. I will be with you in any situation. If you trust me, I will be with you. And we need to not only read the stories, we need to believe the stories so that God can bless us when we do face a hard time in our lives. Trials also, rightly taken, produce what? A sterling quality in an individual's life, which gives us endurance. Endurance. It makes us endure. It makes us stronger for anything else to happen in our lives. And I think it's of importance what James is teaching us here concerning these trials that people have to go through the whole time in their own personal lives. And then there is no gain in endurance without some investment in trials. We have to invest. It's an investment that God is putting in our lives. As we're facing as a young person, middle age, or old person, or as a young child. We don't understand sometimes why our children or grandchildren or anybody else would get sick or maybe even die. But the Lord knows. I know that God's in control of my life. And if God is truly in control of my life, then why should I doubt? It's my humanity. It's my human nature to doubt. And sin is a great helper in that area. But surely we need to believe God's word, what God's word says. Because he's telling me that I need to be joyous and I need to be patient. Because God is going to do a perfect work. How? By my suffering, by my testings, by the things that I face in this life that he's allowing in my own personal life to happen. And then as we come through this whole thing on trials, then true faith is actually like pure gold. It endures no matter how hot the fire may get. God is going to be with me and with you. I love that. I will be with you. I will never leave you and I will never forsake you, he said. I like that. That's why when in John chapter 14, when he's talking to Peter, Peter denies him. Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in me, believe also that I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you unto myself. So that where I am, you will be with me also. Do you believe this? He says. Surely I believe that. Whether it's at the second coming of Christ or the rapture of the church, or if I die before that, listen, I am comforted that I'm going to be with the Lord. Doesn't really matter. But I want to trust him and I want to know him. And now what James is going to do now in verse 5 through verse 11, he's going to speak to us about wisdom. Wisdom. You have a problem, then what's the solution? We have knowledge, we need wisdom. You see? We need wisdom, how to solve the problem. He says, if any of you lacks wisdom, Does anybody here like wisdom? Listen carefully. Let him ask of God, who gives to us all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. And that's not positive confession. I believe. No, it's not that. That's not what he's talking about. If there's anybody here that wants to have wisdom, just ask me. I'll give it to you. I will give it to you. Why? Because it's really important that we understand that wisdom, number one, what is the value of wisdom? Why do we need wisdom as Christians? Number one, it gives you what? Happiness. It brings happiness to your life. In Proverbs chapter 3, beginning with verse 13, listen to what he says. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. You see? I mean, if you don't understand something, surely you want wisdom to come to your life so you can understand the problem and there's a solution to what you're facing or you're going through. And then again, secondly, it gives us great benefits as believers. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5 through 10, listen to what he says. He goes on to say, Solomon, he says, get wisdom, get understanding, do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, she will preserve you. That's wisdom. Love her, she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. Underline that. And notice what he says, and in all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Hear my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right paths. When you walk, notice your steps will not be hindered. And when you run, you will not stumble. Take a firm hold of instruction and do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Interesting. She is your life. Who's that? Wisdom. We need wisdom.
Well, if you don't yet have a relationship with Jesus and it feels like you're enduring life's hardships on your own, we encourage you to begin your journey with Him today. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Roel Reese. If you'd like to hear Roel's teaching once again from James chapter 1, verses 5 through 12, we'll be happy to send you an unedited version for a donation of $5 or more. Simply call us at 800-634-9165. We'd also like to offer you a resource that will help you better understand what it's like to walk closely in step with Christ. Titled Traits of a Christian, Rawls' 8-part series is available on both CD and thumb drive. Each lesson explores a unique aspect of life as a Christian, providing insight into how you can grow your faith and deepen your communion with God. To order Rawls' series titled Traits of a Christian, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. We'll send you the USB for $12, or if you'd like, the CD set for $22. Our number once again is 800-634-9165. Or write to Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. And we are grateful for the tax-deductible gifts that enable us to keep sharing God's Word. Thank you for your partnership. Tune in next time as we return to the book of James for more guidance in daily following the Lord with hope, trust, and devotion. Now here's Roel once again to lead us in prayer.
Father, we come before you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, that you continue to teach us in this great book of James, Lord. Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit would just continue to manifest himself in us and through us, Lord. And I pray, Lord God, if there's anybody here tonight, or maybe even watching through the internet, Father. Lord, as we've been getting hits from Pakistan, India, Father, China, all over the world, Father. We pray, Lord God, that the gospel would be the main thing, Lord God. And if there's anybody here tonight, that doesn't know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, maybe you grew up in a church, maybe you grew up in a Christian home, and because your parents or your grandparents were Christian, that doesn't make you a Christian. The Bible says every person in that home individually has to become born again of the Holy Spirit. You need to repent and you need to come by faith and receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And then He'll come into your heart. He'll cleanse you and wash you by His blood. He'll take all your sins and bury them in the deepest part of the ocean. Remember them never again. He'll write your name in the book of life and He'll give you the title of Christian. You now are a Christ follower. And He'll give you the assurance that if you were to die today, you would go to heaven.
I am falling in love with you.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.